Hey guys, welcome to the Kenny's P-Way podcast show, where you get the latest in game, seduction, and the pickup community on a whole. And you could also check out the latest content from the B-log from my blog. That's kennyspoathoughts.wordpress.com. That's kennyspoathoughts.wordpress.com. And you can actually follow me on Twitter. That's twitter.com/socialkenny. You can check me out on YouTube. And check out my YouTube videos, actually, where I'm picking up hot chicks at Social Kenny at YouTube. And you can also add me on Facebook. You know, check out the blog, get the link, and add me on there. And it'll be a good ride, I promise. And just to remind everybody, my latest product coming up soon in about a month, you know, free ebook for all my readers and everyone out there in the seduction community. It's called How to Bang Foreign Girls. How to Bang Foreign Girls. Very interesting topic. Definitely, I know that. So look forward to that product coming out soon. Free ebook. And you can check me out there. If you don't believe my stuff, check out the blog once again. kennyspoathoughts.wordpress.com. Show number 5. I can't believe it. Hey, what's up, people? It's Social Kenny coming to y'all from the Paradise Studio. I actually was gonna have this show today from, you know, sort of do like a little street podcasting, you know, opposed to being in a cramped up ass studio. You know, I really wanted to do a show from, you know, an outside venue, maybe on a balcony or some shit like that. But anyway, I'm relegated to the studio for now, Paradise Studio. And episode number 5 of the Kenny's PUA podcast show, you know, the best show out there for the PUA community, the seduction community. Whoever don't believe me, go fuck yourself. You know, don't mean to be so harsh, but hey, it's a good thing. It's a good show. You can enjoy it. And now, today, the topic at hand for this episode is going to be, you know, life beyond her phone number. Wow, that'll make a killer fucking topic when I think about it. I might have to change the original topic, to be honest. The original title. So, you know, we're going to get into it right now when it comes to number closing, getting the girl's phone number. I'm not going to get into too much details on, let's say, how to get the number, routines, techniques. No, that's a whole different episode. We can deal with that. But for right now, we're going to concentrate on life after the number for the guys who've already gotten her phone number, whoever she is, whatever girl you might have number closed yesterday, day before, last month, whatever. You already got a number, you know. And the misconception is, when you get the girl's phone number, that's like some sort of reward or a prize or end game, and that's totally bullshit. Straight up bullshit. Mental masturbation. When you get a chick's phone number, the game has just begun. It hasn't ended. You know what I mean? A lot of guys are under the impression that the phone number is a reward. No, it's fucking not. To get a girl's phone number is just the start. So there's no need to do victory laps, celebrations, do backflips, go out to the bar and buy 3 rounds of beer or some shit. No, there's no need for that after, you know, getting a phone number. It's not that important. It's what goes down after getting the chick's phone number. That's the real deal right there. So, and this happens to all of us, to be honest. Even me, as a newbie, as a student in the game, in the pickup community when I just started out years ago. I was under the impression that a phone number was victory. It was game over. I had her. That's my impression, that once I get the phone number, it's a sealed deal. It's a done deal. She's mine already. And that's so far from the fucking truth, it's not even funny. That is literally the beginning, not the end, not the middle, not 20% of the way there. You're merely 10% of the way to banging the chick, or whatever outcome or intentions you have with this specific girl. Getting her phone number is just the beginning. And a lot of guys stumble when they get to that, when they reach that plateau. They basically stumble because they're under the impression, the false impression that, okay, I got a number. It's a done deal. It's sealed already. She's basically mine. I can operate like that. No, no, no. Once you get the girl's phone number, it's a work in progress. It's an uphill battle from there. It's basically that. It's an uphill battle. You got to pull out all the stops. You have to reattract her. Not even reattract her. You have to resume the attraction. When you first get a girl's phone number, you're basically in. You're in attraction, in the attraction phase. Let's say if you follow the mystery method, you're basically in the attraction phase once you get the girl number. If you want to wait till comfort and the comfort phase and so forth, it's all good. But essentially, it's still the same. Once you get her number, it's you basically have to, you're starting over the seduction process. It's not. You're not finishing it up. You're not concluding it. You're basically beginning the seduction process. And that is where phone game comes in, text game and the whole nine. But really, phone game is an anomaly for a lot of guys. Because a lot of us would choose, we would opt out, we would opt for texting, chatting, messenger and whatnot. BB Messenger, a lot of us would actually, we would opt for doing that opposed to getting on the phone and be a fucking man and talk to the girl. And that is one of the reasons for a lot of flakes. A lot of guys cry and bitch all the time about flakes and so forth. And that is cool because I bitch about flakes too. If a chick stand me up, I mean, I'll be pissy blue in the face. So I understand that. But flakes most often happen because the guy fucked up somewhere along the line. And I'm man enough to say that shit. Believe me, a lot of other guys in the seduction community might not want to admit, but I'm man enough. Social Kenny is man enough to say that. You know what? If a girl flakes on me, it's my fucking fault. I fucked it up somewhere along the line. And usually that mishap happens in during the phone game phase, where a lot of guys choose to go the texting route opposed to actually getting the girl on the telephone, having a conversation. But anyway, we've gone a bit further, a bit we got a bit ahead of ourselves. But I just wanted to point that out. That you can avoid flakes in a sense. Flakes are never, you can never avoid flakes totally. But to diminish the possibility of the girl flaking, you can actually make her feel more comfortable by chatting to her, making her get acquainted, get comfortable with hearing your voice. during a bout of texting, she cannot connect with you in that sense. You can't build comfort and rapport over texting. It just can't happen. And we all know that. That is PUA 101. You cannot build comfort via text message. So anyway, let's rewind and get back into the meat of the discussion. And that is, life after the phone number. And let's say now, for instance, I'm going to give a scenario. And this is how the average guy operates. This is how he thinks, the average guy. You see a girl, you open up, chat her up. Few minutes down the line, or however long, you get a phone number. You go home, go wherever you're going. When the chicks gets out of sight, you do victory laps. You do high five with your boys. I mean, I've seen that shit, believe me. I've done it in the past. I get a chick number, I hit the corner, she's out of sight, I'm there like giving my boys like high fives. They're giving me high fives like, yo, it's fucking on. Yo, you did it. It's done. And a week later, 2 weeks later, a friend of mine, one of my buddies would ask for, a little rundown. Yo, whatever happened to that chick you met at blah 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 blah. So I'm like, oh man, nothing happened. Whether she flaked or the vibe just fizzled out. Nothing happened. And that is a lesson I learned over the years that, you shouldn't have these early celebrations, premature celebrations, for small ass victories like getting a girl's phone number. It is only 10 friggin' percent of the seduction process of you trying to seduce this girl. Getting her phone number is only 10% of the way there to her pussy, to her vagina, to courtship, to a relationship with her, to fucking marriage, whatever the grand scheme is, you're only 10% there. And we as men now, we need to face that shit. We need to say, you know what? I'm gonna stop celebrating the small wins, the small gains. I'm gonna stop celebrating because I won 3 rounds of a 12-round match because I'm up in the first quarter out of 4 quarters. That is little, minuscule, minimal gains. And I don't really mean to use Aaron Sleazy's, moniker basically, because, Sleazy is an asshole, to be honest. And, he knows that. But, let me get back on topic. So that is the mindset shift we want guys to start hardwiring. Get that stomped in your brain. The more you celebrate the small gains and the little wins when you're trying to seduce women and get with women, the more you're gonna fail, the more you're gonna fall short. And I just pointed out a few scenarios that indicated that. And it's such is life. I mean, it happens in every arena, in every venue, in every aspect of life. You don't want to celebrate too early. Wow, my throat is dry. Hold on, let me get a little of this fucking Red Bull, which I don't really like, but hey, I had a it's the first thing I seen in the store. Hold on. Wow, just had a pizza too. I'm a greedy bastard. Yeah, so basically that is what I wanted to get across, the point I wanted to get across for this episode, the fifth episode, is that we should not, as men, celebrate the small wins, the little gains, when the game is not even near finish. You know, and believe me, guys, once you change that mindset that I gotta get a number, I have to get a number. Once I get a number, it's over. It's sealed. I'm gonna be fucking her tonight. No. No, no. If you put in the right amount of effort after getting that number, cool. You know, you're on your way there. You're sailing high. You're on your way. But if you just get the phone number and you're celebrating without putting in any effort and any work after that, it's a lost cause. You're wasting your fucking time. Believe me, I've been there. And many other coaches in the seduction community, we've been there also. We're not like on this, we're not on Mount Everest looking down on everybody and saying, hey, you know what, y'all are fucking losers, you know, and y'all getting numbers but not putting it to use. No, we're not doing that. We've all been there. We all been there. All right, so guys, please, you know, if you have to listen to this show one or two times to grasp it and really get what I'm saying, that is what you have to do, because this is really critical in getting your whole shit together. All right, so hey, it's about that time. I'm gonna wrap it up. Gotta go, gotta bounce. So check me out on the blog. That's social Kenny's POA thoughts. wordpress.com. That's Kenny's POA thoughts. wordpress.com. I'm out.